I think the theme of Parashas Tzavim Vayelech by far is the idea of cause and effect. Go through the Psukim in Parashas Tzavim, the Torah describes what's going to happen when things go bad, what's going to happen when the Jewish people sin. The Kosh Baruch says, I'm going to punish you. You get into trouble. Then you're going to ask, why did this happen? Why did this befall us? So Hashem says, I'll tell you why it happened. Because you didn't do what you're supposed to do. Simple, what we call today cause and effect. You behave properly, things are good. If you don't behave properly, things are not good. And it seems like to me a rather davar pasha to us, and the Torah doesn't really have to go out of its way to explain this to us, that if you sin, you're going to have a bad relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I think for all of us, sometimes we get caught up in this, and we don't focus on our flaws. We focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's flaws. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're this great native, you do so much for us, so why are you being me all this bad? It's because you didn't do your side of the deal. You didn't keep the mitzvahs and the Torah like you're supposed to. I know my 4-year-old son, every single time I punish him, he tells me you're so mean. So it's not the pshat. It's the pshat, I'm so mean. Pshat, you didn't do what you're supposed to do, and therefore you have to be punished. But we do the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're so mean. Because we don't realize that the punishment is a cause and effect of our actions. And that's really what the Torah is giving to us as a reminder, that it's not just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is evil, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that now the Jewish people have to suffer for the sake of suffering. It's because our actions, whether or not we understand it or don't understand it, or we feel that we are perfect people, but deep down our actions are what's causing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have to get upset at us, and thus causing our pain. What we gain by this is there's really very little room for self-pity. Today we live in a generation where no one takes blame for anything. It's always someone else's fault. Read Hillary's book, right? Someone else's fault why she lost the election. Right? No one's ever to blame. It's that guy's fault, his fault, society's fault, the Rebbe's fault, the teacher's fault. Everyone's fault. No one's ever to blame for anything they do. That's what the Torah is telling us in this expression. That's not true. You are to blame for your actions. You did something wrong, you got punished, it's your fault. That's, again, these parashas are always read the Shabbos or right before Rosh Hashanah, because this is something we have to awaken in our hearts before Yom HaDin. We have to realize that whatever's going to be thrown our way in the upcoming year, obviously we hope only the Torah, we have to realize it's a reflection of our behavior. It's not because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to pick us out of a hat and cause us pain and suffering. It's a reflection of our own behavior. But also, another very important lesson that's learned in these parashiyas is that although the Torah tries to scare us with what's going to happen if we don't behave, and it seems very scary, but there's a borderline message of fear, but not despair. And my friend writes about this in Rashi, in the beginning of the parasha, tells us that after Klai Yisrael hold the Teichacha, they couldn't handle it. He said, we don't have a chance. How's this going to work for us? You know, we're never going to make it. So the pasuk tells us, don't worry. Rashi says, don't worry, you're still around. You did Chatei Egel, you're still around. You did this wrong, you're still around. Don't worry, you'll still be around. So the Kli Yoker grad asks on the pasuk, he says, what's the big raya? Maybe they haven't yet done the biggest of all sins. Maybe those were small sins. Maybe when they do a massive sin bigger than that, boom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wiped them off the face of the earth. That's a Kliyarka's kash. Rabbi Fran's kash, he says, he doesn't understand. You took the whole geschmack out of the speech. Can you imagine? You know, the rabbi gets up, gives a fiery drush, and tells him, but don't worry, it doesn't apply to everyone here in the room. You guys are okay. He took the whole oomph out of it by saying, don't be scared because, look, we're still around. So he explains, and this is very true in the parsha, reading through it, he says, there's a difference between what we call healthy fear, but we don't want you to be despaired. Rav Salvation talks about this also. When he talks about the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, we say, V'chaytein pachtecha. We ask Hashem to instill in us fear. So he asks, why would we want to be afraid? People who are afraid all the time have to get help for that. That's a serious illness. To always be afraid, you won't do anything. So the idea is there's a very thin line sometimes for many people between being afraid to the point where you're hopeless, to the point where you're afraid and therefore motivated to improve and to become better. And that's what the Torah is teaching us, that although it's very scary, and it is. You read through the terrorist story, you read through our history as a nation, you see what's going on, even the world today. It's a very scary place. But we don't give up. That's what the Torah is giving us, this idea of not to give up. Although it does look scary, it's not a situation of yeyosh. We're not completely giving up on everything. We're not saying, that's it, I'm throwing in the towel. It's too hard to live in this world today. Too many nisyonis, it's too scary, let's just give up. But no, the Torah is saying it's scary, but you can manage, you can survive through all the nisyonis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws our way.
It says that all the sharim can be closed, but the sharim gemaros are never closed. So somebody asked, so why is there a shire there? If it's never closed, what do you need a shire for? So the Kutzka said, the tears of despair are shut out. Hashem doesn't want those tears. Fear, that kind of fear, and regret is one thing, but despair...
Right, yeish loikani, we always joke, yeish loikani. But in Judaism, there's no room for despair. You have to do healthy fear, and you have to come up with a plan to tackle it, but just to give up and be scared, that there's no room for. Rashi also tells us, later on the parasha, Rashi tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu has been told that he's supposed to take all his advice from the Zakenim. Be Shailaitza from the Zakenim, do like the Zakenim said. So all the Achrayim, the Biskarav has a piece about this, they all ask that it's a stira. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, don't listen to this Kedim. You, Moshe, you Yeshua, be your own man. Don't listen to this Kedim. You be your own leader. So they all ask, how do you make the stira? How do you answer the stira? Is he supposed to listen to this Kedim? Is he not supposed to listen to this Kedim? So I think the answer is, Avadi is supposed to listen to this Kedim. The person's always supposed to be Shalit from other people. But once you make that decision, then you got to own up to your decision. Meaning, don't come back and say, it wasn't my fault. It was this Kedim. I was listening to Das Torah. Don't get mad at me. No, once you make a decision, and you have to use all the possibilities that you can use to make a good decision. You have to ask people, talk to people. But once you make a decision, you got to own that decision. It's got to be yours. You can't blame other people. It's not this. We live in a world that I can tell you as a Rebbe. People call up all the time, you know, wanting me to tell them what to do with their lives. I'm not here to tell you what to do with your life. You're a big boy. Make a decision. So why do they want to hear what I have to say? Not because they really care what I have to say. Because they can come back 20 years and say, my Rebbe said I was supposed to do this. It's not my fault. My Rebbe said I was supposed to marry this girl. My Rebbe said I was supposed to take this job. I was supposed to move here. I didn't say anything. And there are Rebbeim today who do that. That's not the way I was mechunech. But there are Rebbeim who do this today. They tell everyone what to do from soup to nuts. You know, from cradle to grave. They tell you what to do all day long. I don't think that's what the Torah is telling us. The Torah is telling us he's supposed to ask people. He's supposed to make adult decisions. I remember I was by my Rebbe, and someone came over to him and asked him a tough question about something. He said, oh, welcome to adulthood. It's all about tough questions. You'll handle it yourself. That's, you know, today we don't tell it to kids. You get scared. But we all know as adults, you have to make those tough decisions, and you have to own up. You have to man up to those decisions later on. And if they're good, hopefully they're good. But that's what Yeshua had to learn as a leader. Yeshua was being told, listen, you got to be Shalitza. You're new at this. You're young. You got to listen to other people. Ask those that are greater than you. Again, Yeshua ben Nun wasn't the biggest Talmid Chacham. That's not why he was chosen for the job. Yeshua ben Nun was clearly not the biggest Talmid Chacham. He was chosen for a different reason. But Yeshua knew that. He knew why he was chosen. He knew what he needed to do. And he knew he had to reach out to other people that knew were more experienced to him, than Zakenim and others. But he also knew, the Gemara is telling him that once Yeshua decided this is what we're doing, so that's it. It's Yeshua's decision. And he has to be comfortable to be able to take the flak for it if people don't like it. And I think this is really a problem for the younger generation about making a decision and holding yourself accountable for it. It's like we said in the beginning of the parsha. No one ever wants to be blamed for anything. It's never our fault. The Torah is telling us that Yeshua ben Nun had to realize that he has to take responsibility for his decisions. In Shishi, in the parsha, there's a famous pasuk. It's so famous, I think Avram Fried made a song about it. This mitzvah, the Torah goes on to describe this mitzvah. It's not covered. It's not far away. It's very close. In your mouth and in your heart to do. So there's a famous machlokes b'shoinim between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi learned that this mitzvah is referring to the mitzvah of Torah. Mitzvah of Torah. And that makes a lot of sense. Torah is so accessible today. Anyone who comes Acham Eivesim and says, I couldn't learn Torah because I couldn't get access to learning, I don't know where he grew up. I'm a third world country. Today, if you live in any of the countries we live in, where you have access to internet, there's no excuse not to learn Torah. You pick a language, you pick a topic. If you want to learn about anything you want, you put it into Why You Torah, someone said a share in it, someone wrote an essay on it, someone talks about it. There's very little excuse today to say, I can't learn Torah, I'm unable to grow in Torah because I can't learn out of a structured regular Gemara. That's not an excuse. So we understand the pasuk. Makes a lot of sense. Torah is not far. It's not distant. Karav Yalach, it's very close. Anyone can grab onto it and have a part in Torah. But if you learn like the Ramban, it's a little more troubling. You know, it's not so easy to do tshuva. The Ramban, the Torah makes it sound like it's no big deal. Ki Karav Yalach, Hadov Amoy, it's cloak. It's a Bilvav Chol HaSoysa, you can do it. It's not so easy. B'chaim Shulavitz asks, says, look at the rates of how many people learning Torah versus how many people doing tshuva. It's not exactly even numbers. You see, one is easier than the other. So what does the Torah mean? So I think the Pshat and the Pasuk is, the Torah is not saying it's easy. The Torah is saying it's doable. Like we said earlier, the Torah is saying, don't give up. Don't say, I can't. I can't be better. This is who I am. That's it. That's the same despair that the Torah talks about in the beginning of the parasha. That's not an option. There's no such option for saying, I can't. The Torah is saying, you could. Is the Torah saying, it's easy? No, it's not easy. Life is not about being easy. You got to do it. But it's doable. It's close. You can do it. It's an option. As opposed to the Torah saying, I'm sorry, tshuva doesn't work for you. Again, that's why we read these parashas prior to Rosh Hashanah. The Torah is giving us this realization, although it's scary, it may be hard, but it's doable. It's manageable. We can reach these goals. And that's why these parashas are always read leading up to Rosh Hashanah as we embark on the Yom HaDin. A few days away, a few days from now, we mentioned in the Halacha Shiur on Tuesday, the Magen Avraham writes that the Yom Neroim start from Sunday. The Sunday of Slichas today, already the Magen Avraham says is the start of the Yom Neroim, which is why many people have a minute to fast today on this first Sunday of Slichas. And we have to realize that it's a big event coming down on Wednesday. It's a serious event. You know, Lahavda, we were watching the storm and the hurricane for days. It was all people talked about. It was the biggest deal. And it was a big deal. And I was thinking about it, you know, with Rosh Hashanah coming in, you don't see like a clock and everyone's watching, you know, countdown to Rosh Hashanah, you know, Tav Shein Ayin Zayin Ches. You don't feel that with people. You don't feel that what's going to be. So, you know, Bishol Salanta once said, I'm more afraid of Rosh Hashanah than I am from a beer. So they asked him why. He said, because a beer, how much damage can a beer do to you? So Rosh Hashanah is massive. But we got desensitized over the years, and Rosh Hashanah is not what it used to be. You speak to older people, they'll tell you, Rosh Hashanah, you felt it. In the stores you felt it, in the shoes you felt it. You don't feel it today. Rosh Hashanah now is, you know, which apple am I going to buy to dip the honey into? That's the extent of Rosh Hashanah. It's ironic, the whole dipping the apple in the honey is not even found in the Gemara. Okay, that was the one thing that everyone stuck with. The other things, at least during the Gemara, the other Samanim are in the Gemara, but dip the apple in the honey. It became popular because kindergarten teachers around the world were teaching it, so it mainly became popular. But it's not in the Gemara, dip the apple in the honey. But in any case, we got desensitized to the chashivas of the Yom HaDin, and it's a very scary thing. It shouldn't inflict upon us a pachat neir that the Yom HaDin is coming, and this is it. Everything is decided, you know, Thursday morning before Chatzos, according to most people. It's a big deal. Rav Shechter says it's not only that Goyim also get affected. Not only us, Jews, the whole world. The whole world is going to get judged on Thursday. You know, Goyim, other countries, other nations around the world, everyone, the entire Bria has this major decision making that's going to take place on Thursday. And we don't feel it, we don't think about it. And that's really why we read these psukim prior to Rosh Hashanah to instill upon us this realization. This is a big event, this is a major event we'd call it today. Now it should be top of the news event, the upcoming Rosh Hashanah, and the Mitzvah Hashem, we should think about it, and we should take lessons from the Pesuk of Mitzvah Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all a Shana Tova Mesukah. Okay, continuing on our theme of what I call mixed emotions. For example, we talked about in the Torah talks about, you know, fear but not despair. I think in the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, both in Lomdus and Halacha, we find conflicting ideas of what the Mahus of the Yom Tov is. So I want to spend a little time today trying to understand what exactly is the makeup of the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. What's the what we'll call the lumdus of the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah? What type of Yom Tov is it? We know we have other Yom Tovim on the calendar. We have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. We know how they look. They're regular Yom Tovim. They have a Chi of Simcha. They have Dinim that are Neveh from that. The question is, how do we treat Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah seems to be the Yom Tov that doesn't exactly fit perfectly into any of the other criterias. The truth is, you can really talk about Yom Kippur as well, but that really is more complicated due to the fact that there's a prohibition of eating. So in the Ge'onim, there was a big discussion in the Ge'onim. They wanted to know, is a person allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? It was a big discussion in Ge'onim. And obviously it made its way into the Rishonim as well, but if you look in the Ge'onim, they discussed the Shaila, is a person allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? There's a very long Mordechai over here, a very long Mordechai in Rosh Hashanah, where he goes through the whole sugya. Again, I photocopied all of it because I think it's worthwhile to go through each part of the Mordechai. So the Mordechai starts with this, Nishal le Rabbeinu Nachshon Goyin. The answer of Nachshon Goyin. We're talking about already the Goyinim, before the Rishonim. Mahu le'sanas b'Rosh Hashanah. Is a person allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? Now, it seems like from the Goyinim that there was no Gemara Mefush anywhere in Shas. Because there's a Gemara Mefush anywhere in Shas. What's the Gantz Shail? Open a Gemara and tell me from the Gemara. Now, I'm going to prove to you today, I think there are Gemaras that discuss it, yet from the Goyinim that we're going to focus on today, they make no references to these Gemaras, and we'll have to see why. But the assumption is from the Goyinim that there's no Gemaras. This is all post-Gemara discussion, whether or not you're allowed to fast. So they asked Rav Nachshon Goyin, and he answered, V'heshev Rosh Hashanah asul l'sanis. You can't fast in Rosh Hashanah. Be'mi divri Torah, be'mi divri Kabbalah, be'mi Braisa, be'mi Talmudai. Very convinced opinion. Absolutely not. I'll prove it to you from Midereisa, Kabbalah, Pasuk Navi. I'll bring you a Braisa, and then I'll bring you Talmudah. Now it's a little depressing over here. Talmudah doesn't mean Gemara. We'll see it means Yushalmi. Okay, because I mentioned to you that there's no Gemara in Mefurish. So what do they mean Talmudah? They mean Yushalmi. Why? Now he goes on to explain. Midivrei Tari Minayin. How do you know Midereisa you're not allowed to fast in Rosh Hashanah? The Fishu Kololim Shar HaMayabis. Because Rosh Hashanah is lumped together with all the other holidays. Uksivbe Mikrei Kodesh. And by Rosh Hashanah it says, Mikrei Kodesh. Vidashinam b'sifro v'sifri k'dashu b'machil b'mishter u'b'ksos nekiya. What does it mean to be Mekadesh Yom Tov? It means what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to wear, you're supposed to eat, drink, wear nice clothing. V'chein pirish Rashi parshas Emor. Obviously this is not the Rav Nachshon Goyin talking. Rav Nachshon Goyin wouldn't be quoting Rashi. He lived a little bit before Rashi. This is the Mordechai talking. V'chein pirish Rashi says, I'll prove it to you. Not only is it a Sifron and a Sifri, it's a Rashi parshas Emor. Rashi says, Mikrei Kodesh, Yom Kippurim, B'ksus Nikiya u'b'tfilo. Because where it says the same thing, it says Mikrei Kodesh by Yom Kippur. Now, obviously, that doesn't mean you're supposed to eat on Yom Kippur. So there, it means something else. That means you're supposed to wear nice clothing. U'b'tfilo. V'shashay Yom Tov v'machlu v'mishto k'sos Nikiya u'b'tfilo. Everywhere else, that's what it means. So zok the Mordechai first taina is that you can't fast because it's Mikrei Kodesh. V'oid.
Why don't you take it the opposite? It says Mikrei Kodesh for Yom Kippur and you fast.
Yeah, yeah, and Chame. The question is, where's your starting point? The question is, where's your starting point? When everyone comes and asks the guy in my Yulaf, where are they coming from? That's what we need to get to today also. Why do you assume you're allowed to fast? Or why do you think you should? You never find the Gemara anywhere they ask the guy in my Yulaf to fast on Pesach. So Terry says, they're coming with a pre-existing notion that Rosh Hashanah is different. We'll have to see why. Obviously, Yom Kippur, the Torah already tells us he can't eat, so we kind of know. So Zog de Mordechai, what's another Rai? V'oidi b'Rosh Hashanah ikri chak. Rosh Hashanah is called the Yom Tov. K'chol ha-mayadim, d'chsev b'kes l'yem chageinu. V'amir n'ezu chak sh'achidish m'schaseba, which is the Yom Tov where it's covered, which is why we don't do v'archem ha-chidish. Ha-v'yom is Rosh Hashanah. I have another place where the Torah calls it a chag. There's a hekish, all the holidays to each other. So we know if the Torah calls Rosh Hashanah Yom Tov, it follows all the other rules of Yom Tov. Yom Tov means chiyuv simcha, which automatically means you're not allowed to fast. Fine. Divrei Kabbalah says the Mordechai, where is it in Novi? It says by Ezra, by Yom Elohim, he told the people, "Ochlu mashmanim, go eat the fatty food, v'shos mamtikim." They send gifts. So he says, "Inyan zeb Rosh Hashanah." So this pasuk is referring to Rosh Hashanah. The chesiv says over there, "Chodesh Hashvi be'achal chodesh." The tali timeuk drushes ayim. So you see clearly that it's because the drushes ayim. He told him to go out and eat. So you see, he's supposed to eat on Rosh Hashanah. Ve'oid shechulukas habayis also kvar be'ader. Okay, we'll skip that line. It's not so negate to us. But let's go back over here. He says, "Mina brisa." What do you see from the brisa? He quotes Yerushalmi. It says in Yerushalmi. If a city has ma'apoyles, calls even vasel misureres. Everyone cries out, sends out truos. V'loy misanis, but they don't fast. Why not? Shekimatzinu b'Rosh Hashanah shemasri v'loy misanin. Because you find by Rosh Hashanah, you blow out shayfer, but you don't fast. Oh, so you see clearly from the Yerushalmi, you don't fast in Rosh Hashanah. Umenat Talmud. Now he says the Talmud. Minay the Hachi Tanu Yerushalmi. Reb Chama bar Chanina v'Rabav bar Oishi Amar Chad Amar Eze Uma Kuma Zu B'Noyik Sheboilam. The famous Yerushalmi that we say, how are the Jewish people so different than all the other nations? Adam person who knows he's going to have a major court case, so what does he do? He's all nervous. He's afraid. He wears black clothing. He grows out his beard. He doesn't know how it's going to turn out. He's nervous. He's petrified. But that's not the way the Jewish people are. Loivshim levonim is atrim levonim. They wear white. Umegachim is kadam and they shave their beards. Oichlim b'shoisin. They eat and drink. Usmechim v'yadum shakash baruch hu yasal neis. They know kash baruch hu is going to make a miracle. So you see clearly from this Yerushalmi that you're not allowed to fast. That's part of our bitachon of Kadosh Baruch Hu, is we're so confident that we have to express our confidence by eating. He writes another reason. Also, the Sanos bring you another reason why you're not allowed to fast. We know that the concept of Asayas Yemei Tshuva is found in the Gemara. Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, Dirshu Hashem b'matzo'o. Find Hashem when he's closed. These are the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now, the Gemara doesn't say Emimela fast during those 10 days. It's a minig Yerushalayim and La Halacha to fast during those days. So therefore says the Mordechai, don't tell me all because of those 10 days I have to fast, because it doesn't say anywhere 10 days of fasting. It just says Yemei Tshuva. For Hoivel and Ikwet Soim, Loma Yesh Lonut Soim. Mechatez, you should fast. So therefore says the Mordechai, I have no good raya that you're supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. For Oid. Says the Mordechai, I prove it to you again. Because there's a Konas Chazal, he calls it the Konas Chazal, to fast 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why? To make up for the 4 days you're not fasting during Rosh Hashanah. What are the 2 days? 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Shabbat Shuva, and Evim Kippur. Says Dr. Mordechai, oh, you see? Claude, you're not allowed to fast until it's Rosh Hashanah. This is the Mordechai that the Mishtavira quote down the halacha to explain why we don't, why we say slichas a minimum of 4 days before. Okay, Adkan, a Mordechai. The Mordechai makes seem to be quite a compelling argument. Fasting is not allowed on Rosh Hashanah. If you look in the Rosh in Rosh Hashanah, number two, the Rosh goes along the same lines, but he adds a little bit more. He writes over here from Rav Netroy Goin. Again, this was an issue that wasn't left for the Rishayim. This was an issue brought up in the times of the Goyim. He writes over here, he now mixes in, not only Rosh Hashanah, but now he mixes in Shabbat Shuva. Where obviously things are going to get a little bit more complicated, because to assume Rosh Hashanah and Shabbat Shuva have the same status is going to be quite complicated, because they're different days. Rosh Hashanah is whatever it is, and Shabbos is Shabbos. The fact that we call it Shabbat Shuva is very nice, but at the end of the day, it's a Shabbos, and Shabbos has its rules. So we'll have to talk about it. So Zok to Rosh, if the Troy going Paskin like this, first day Rosh Hashanah, no option. Can't fast the first day Rosh Hashanah. Because that's Midaraisa. But you want to fast the second day Rosh Hashanah, you want to fast in Shabbos, no problem. Because these 10 days are a different type of 10 days. These days of Rosh Hashanah truly have their own rules. And because they have their own rules, you would be allowed to fast on Shabbos. The Kasha has its own rules. We have pre-existing laws and rules that say you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. Okay, right. Tanis Chaloy. We'll have to see if that's applicable over here. The Ficha Chazak to Mordechai. Noegim Rabbi Seinu Liyeshe Ben Metanis Bein Bechol Ben Bishabbos. People used to do it. People used to attack a fast. Bein Bechol Ben Bishabbos. Zok to Rosh Udvarm Tumun. I can't understand this with the Troy going. That you're not allowed to fast on the first day, but hit the Lassanis B'Shabbos. That doesn't make any sense. So therefore, Zokti Rosh V'Nira Divi Rav Hai. I'm going to go with a different going. So if we had Rav Nachshon going, Rav Netroy going, and now Rav Hai going. Where is he paskin? Ulassanis B'Shnei Yom Tayim Shal Rosh Hashanah Eina Rom Shiyafu. The first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, those you can't fast. Those are out. So the Sana Shekach Amru. I'll bring you a raya. It says Parnasi Yisrael Harishayim the Yisrael, but Rosh Hashanah Ochlu Madan B'Shas Mamtikim Kikodesh Hayeh. Now the Mordechai address, now the Rosh address, what about Shabbos Shuvah? Listen to this one. He says you can't fast Shabbos Shuvah. He says you can't have fasts on Shabbos. I'll prove it to you. Because we don't have Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. So if you don't have Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, you can't have Shabbos Shuvah on Shabbos. I say Tana the Rosh. Right, that's what I mean. The problem with the Tzushta that the Rosh makes is very troubling. Because one would have assumed that one who's fasting on Rosh Hashanah is doing it for a purpose. He's not doing it just to be sad. He's doing it because he feels that this is his way to ensure a positive Shana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fasting on Tisha B'Av is clearly a depressing experience. There's no doubt. One who fasts Tisha B'Av is not doing this for any other reason than we have to be depressed. Savada. You're not supposed to be depressed on Shabbos. But the fasting that one does on Rosh Hashanah presumably is going to be done with Toyeles for ultimate Toiva for him. Doimet to a Tainus Chaloy. So the fact that you can't have a Tisha B'Av on Shabbos would not necessarily tell me you can't fast on Rosh Hashanah. It's almost a tzarachim by me what the Rosh's comparison is. The Rosh says the reason why you can't fast on Rosh Hashanah, on Shabbos Shuvah, is because you don't have Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. I would tell you the reason why you don't have Tisha B'Av on Shabbos is because the nature of the fast is a depressing fast. It's not the fasting. Yeah, that's what we always talk about, the Tudinim. I would have assumed the Pshat is that you can't have a fast which B'Yisoidah is depressing. And Mela, something like Tisha B'Av is besides depressing that you can't have on Shabbos. Masha Ein Kein, something like a Tainus Rosh Hashanah, like we find by Tainus Chaloyim, where the Yisoida Tainus is more of a not a Simcha thing, but it's there for a more of a positive Toyeles, maybe that you could have on Shabbos.
But one is a Chiyuv, and even so it's a Chiyuv, and it's a Rabbanic Chiyuv,
right.
But you're being Dochet, because Shabbos overrides your Chiyuv.
But that's the question, what is Shabbos overriding?
For sure, no one is saying it's a Chiyuv, it's just, am I allowed to voluntarily fast?
Right, but the question is, why? I want to focus, you're right, that's the way the Rosh sets it up. He looks at it in levels of severity. I want to look at it as the why. Why is it that and we spoke about this, I think, in other years, why the Minchat Chinuch's kasha, why is it that Tisha B'Av loses to Shabbos? Why, Taka, don't you fast on Tisha B'Av? He has a whole shtickle Torah that maybe fasting is in a higher level to Rabbana than not eating. Pashas, the Isra of eating on Shabbos, or not eating on Shabbos, is a pasuk Keres L'Shabbos Einik. Can Zayin the Chiyuv to fast is a higher level to Rabbana. That's Minchat Chinuch's kasha, which everyone today gives credit to Reb Chaim, but it's really a Minchat Chinuch. But over here, the question, I think, is for every reason we don't fast on Shabbos, that might depend on what's the nature of the fast. Why? What's the mahus ha-tainus? Is it an ultimate good, or is it really just a negative or a sad experience?
Based on your Shana, which is in the side when it says that, you know, the difference between us wearing black and white and that we eat, and eat, you know, eat festively, and he says because of the Ness, does the Gemara have to be concerned about in some kind of Ness? I mean, all of a sudden, you know, the
claw is
something on us. We're so sure that, you know...
If you look in other Rishonis, Moshe, if you look in the Torah, he doesn't call it an ace. He just says, "V'soy mechakash baruch who's going to do, you know, what's best for us." I don't think he means over here the literal sense of an ace. I think he just means that, you know, we do as much as we can do and then we kind of say to Kash Baruch Hu, you take the rest. Which we'll see that this Yushami might be a problem later on in the Sugya. So right now we're seeing most Rishonim being on the path that you're not allowed to fast in Rosh Hashanah. However, the Mordechai in Maseches Yuma has a totally different opinion. Look what he writes over here. He writes, he's talking about over here that halavai, everyone should fast Rosh Hashanah and on Shabbos and that's Shemei Tshuva. So here it almost sounds like it's a good thing to do. Not only is it not prohibited, it might even be a nice thing if people can, you know, get the courage to fast on Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos Shuvah. If you look at the Trumas Hadesh, number 4, he's even more clear. The Trumas Hadesh writes, "V'nira ha'yiloi mishum de'ikakam rabbisa." Says there's many opinions. The Svirul of the mitzvah l'sanas b'chol Rosh Hashanah. A Moridik Trumas Hadasha. Trumas Hadasha writes, there's a mitzvah to fast in Rosh Hashanah. La hepech of the Rishonim. Till now, we've been saying in the Rishonim, it's also to fast. Comes along the Mordechai and Trumas Hadasha, not only is it also, it's a mitzvah to fast in Rosh Hashanah. What's going on over here? It's a mitzvah to fast in Rosh Hashanah. Where does this mitzvah come from that there's a mitzvah to fast in Rosh Hashanah? So, in the Goinim, there seems to have been a debate, and likewise in the Rishonim, it seems to be a debate. We mentioned earlier, there seems to be no Gemaras that explicitly deal with this issue about fasting on Rosh Hashanah. But I think there is a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara says over here, Rav Acha bar Huna betalta betishrei betalta adrachta min shtayu. On the third day of Tishrei, they were able to outlaw a law. Shegozum achos yovin zerim. At that time, the Greek government made a rule. Shelahaskishem shemayim alpiyim. They're not allowed to mention God's name. And when they got finally freedom of religion, they were able to express Hashem's name. So what they did was they went a little too far. What did they do? To make up for being able to finally be able to express Hashem's name, they went so far as they wrote even all the legal documents. And all the legal documents, they'd write Hashem's name. We talked about this shame when we learned the halachas of Geniza and Sheamus. This Gemara is very important. They wrote Hashem's name in all the legal documents. Chacham heard about this. They said, what's going to happen? I give you a bill. And it says on the bill, you owe me $100. And on the top it says, you know, Hashem's name. What's going to happen? You pay the bill, you throw it in the garbage. So we're going to have Shem Hashem. That's going to be, it's going to be in a matzv of mevuzah. So therefore what happens was, that day, they made it a yomtiv. So, frankly, one second. Visa, because I had to bottom Megillah's Tainus. If you held that Megillah's Tainus, this is safer. We have all these Yom Tovim. If it's bottle, Kamaisa, bottle, Achrenaisa, Masifin. If the original dates were in this bottle, why would they add new dates to make new Yom Tovim? So, the Gemara, my scheme is Mash Mizish Kaim. Talking about when the Mizish Mizish was around, frankly, Gemara, but typically they have a Yom Shenag, but Gedai Menachikam. Frankly, one second. So, the Mizish is around, so all the fast days are really happy days. So, we're talking about Gimel Tishrei. Frankly, my Gimel Tishrei was the day Gedai Menachikam was killed. That alone is a day to make commemoration and not allow a tainus. So why do you have to tell me the reason why Gimel Tishrei is a Yom Tif? Because this whole decree, you have a bigger reason. It was a day Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed. But in the next Sunday, we'll talk a little bit exactly when Gedaliah ben Achikam died. It's not so posh. Some people think Gedaliah ben Achikam really died on Beis Tishrei, not Gimel Tishrei, which means every Tzem Gedaliah is really a Nitzche. That's a famous Magen Avram. And the whole discussion is every Tzem Gedaliah Nitzche. If you assume Gedaliah really died on Beis Tishrei, we can't celebrate Beis, we celebrate Gimel. Does that mean every Tzem Gedaliah is a Nitzche? Well, this year it's not Negea, this year it's a Shoah Nitzche. This year it's a Vada Nitzche. But every year, do we say that every Tzem Gedaliah is a Nitzche? But here it sounds like from this Gemara that Gedaliah ben Chikam Taka died on the third day. So, Frank Gemara, why are you telling me that the third day has an Issa Tainis because of a special Takana? It's the day Gedaliah ben Chikam died. So, Frank Gemara, Amarav, Nitzuch El Asra Shalfon. So, Gemara, no. We want to say not only is Gimel Asr, we want to tell you can't even fast on Beis. Okay? So that's why we need a special Takana to say that Gimel was a Yomtif. That Yomtif says not only the day before, not only the day, but the day before also. Frank Gemara, Shalfon of Nami. Typically, they have the day Yom Shalachar Rosh Chodesh. Frank Gemara, you want to know why you can't fast on Beis Tishrei? I'll tell you why. It's the day after Rosh Hashanah. It's the day after Rosh Chodesh. And for the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh Deraisa, Deraisa La Baichazik. And for the Gemara, not a Kasha. Since Rosh Chodesh is an Issa Tainus Deraisa, we don't prohibit the days after. So, when you read this Gemara, why does the Gemara say it's Rosh Chodesh? It's Rosh Hashanah. Again, the Gemara wants to know why they made a takana for Gimel Tishrei that you're not allowed to fast. Frank the Gemara, why don't you say it's the day before? It's the day after Rosh Hashanah. First of all, it's not the day after Rosh Hashanah. It's Beis Rosh Hashanah also. That's one kasha. And why does the Gemara call it the day after Rosh Chodesh? The Gemara should have said it's the day after Rosh Hashanah. If you assume Rosh Hashanah carries an Issa Tainus, so then the day after it also carries an Issa Tainus. So why is the Gemara saying that the reason why you can't fast on Beis Tishrei is because it's the day after Rosh Chodesh? Say better. It's the day after Rosh Hashanah. So this Gemara, L'chayu, would have been mashma to us. There's no issue to fast on Rosh Hashanah. That's why the only reason why you can't fast on Rosh Hashanah is not Machmas Rosh Hashanah, it's Machmas Rosh Chodesh. We tend to forget that Rosh Hashanah happens to be on Rosh Chodesh also. It kind of loses a lot of focus because we think Rosh Hashanah is bigger than Rosh Chodesh. Here the Gemara is saying, L'hepach, that Rosh Chodesh is more chashiv, and that's where the Issetainus comes from.
But it's still at the end of the day.
So we'll see. Shagisai says, as if the Issa Tainus is coming Machmas Rosh Hashanah, or is it coming Machmas Rosh Chodesh? We'll see in a second. So, L'chari, this Gemara, why do none of the Rishonim bring this Gemara as a riot? This Gemara seems to be a shtak a riot. So, the truth is, it's not such a shtak a riot. If you look in the Ritva number 6, the Ritva asks this kasha. The Ritva asks, Mikol Makom Koshali, Amale Parchina, typically they have a Yom Shalacha Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Why does the Gemara say it's the day after Rosh Chodesh? It's better, it's the day after Rosh Hashanah. And presumably you can't fast on Rosh Hashanah, so you can't fast the day after. So I skipped the first part of the Ritva. The Ritva asks, why don't you say better? Why don't you say it's just the second day of Rosh Hashanah? And that gets complicated because not all places or some places did have 2 days, and not everyone had 2 days. And this idea of having 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael is a new chiddush. It wasn't always like that. That was only with the Talmidei Harif. When the Talmidei Harif moved from Spain to Eretz Yisrael, that's when they instituted 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Before that time, they only had 1 day in Eretz Yisrael. It's a chiddush of the Rishonim. It's how you learn a shtickle gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It was a big machlokes Rishonim. But the Ritva is a discussion where the Chesuk Shleim has kashas on it, so I just skipped this for now.
On the Doraisa aspect,
and
the second day is not
Doraisa. Yeah, that might get us into the shaila of how strict they want to be with the second day Yom Tov over here. Shalos to the day of Zilz. Right. That's it. 100% could be. So the Ritva asked this kasha, and he answered, "Yeshleim the Hamakshim midiyada the Yom Tovim Doraisa." The Gemara Zok Ritva, no, don't overlum the shesizes. The Gemara knew good and well that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara knew good and well that the day after Rosh Hashanah you're not allowed to fast. No, don't bring me any rice. So why did the Gemara go the Rosh Chodesh route? Because the Gemara also knew that anything which is deraisa is loy by chizik. That you wouldn't need to tell me that you're not allowed to fast the day afterwards. So the Gemara had to try to come up with Rosh Chodesh that the Gemara thought might only been the Rabbanon, and that the Gemara says, no, Rosh Chodesh is also deraisa. But Zok Ritva, no, we knew this. We knew you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. That's not a chiddush. So according to Ritva, this Gemara would not be a riot. Right, because they wanted to make sure people take it seriously, so they asked it the day before and the day after. Any of the Tanaisi, the Rabbana that they instituted, they said the day before and the day after, you're also not allowed to fast. The Gemara's answer is, but if the days are their rice, they didn't make such a strong ruling before and after, because people will take the day seriously because it's their rice. But the Shagasai comes with a different angle. In fact, the Shagasai, a different kasha. So, Einachanami, maybe you're not allowed to fast, maybe Rosh Hashanah doesn't carry Nisatainis. But Rosh Chodesh carries this Satanus. So the Gansa Goyim are having this whole debate. You're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. If I just say, who cares? Maybe you're not allowed to fast Al Sukhas Rosh Hashanah, but you're not allowed to fast Al Sukhas Rosh Chodesh. So what's the whole discussion? Are we wasting our time? Yeah, no, maybe Psukim. Who needs Psukim? It's a Mefurish Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, they're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah always falls on Rosh Chodesh. So that's the end of the story.
Does it make enough for me that this one is Aleph and Beis versus Lamed and Aleph?
No. Again, Aleph is always going to be Rosh Chodesh. Right. Beis might not be. Obviously, the second day of Rosh Hashanah is not going to be Rosh Chodesh. But Aleph Tishrei.
No, that doesn't make enough for me.
No. The first day for sure. It's Rosh Chodesh. So why is there such a discussion? So the Shagasai asks this kasha. He writes at number 7. He says, "Vuldasa oimem the mitzvah oyv shoslasanis." Frek the Shagasai a better kasha. According to the Trumas Hadeshen, that holds it's a mitzvah fast of Rosh Hashanah. How could it be a mitzvah fast of Rosh Hashanah? My kosher, like typically the Havili Yom Shalachav Shchedesh, the Hashani High Shchedesh Mishar Kol Shchedesh, the Afil B'Day Motel Sanis Kosher Kibim Yom Shalachav. He says, I don't understand the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara has a kasha over here that you're not allowed to fast on the day after Rosh Chodesh. What are you talking about? This Rosh Chodesh is a different type of Rosh Chodesh. Haraya, the Rishayim say you're allowed to fast this Rosh Chodesh. So this Gemara is clearly mashma that although Rosh Hashanah might not carry in the Satanis, but Rosh Chodesh carries in the Satanis. So what's the difference? So Shagazari says it's not enough kimino la halacha. He says, what's the enough kimino? He says, so if you want to bring me anything from this Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the best you can bring me a raya is that there's an Isser Tainis, not Machmas the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, but Machmas the Rosh Chodesh element. So you say, who cares? It's also because of that reason, also because of this reason. So he says, I'll tell you Nafkimina. He says, "V'nafkemino lo hadamino per gimel shachlu to toiv lo hiska shavish chaydish v'chazam mazin ein machziwinais." We know the halacha is person if he gets yal v'yava in rish chaydish, he doesn't go back. Why? Because he doesn't really have to eat pas. There's no chiyuv to eat pas. He chooses to eat pas. So halacha is he boy lo yachel, and therefore he doesn't have to go back. So the meila zok to shagasai like this: if Rosh Hashanah would be like rish chaydish, and that's where the iser tainis comes from. So he wants to say in that case, there's no chiyuv to eat pas. The whole chiyuv would only be to treat it like Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, if Be'etzim you can fast on Rosh Hashanah, the only reason why you can't fast is because Rosh Chodesh gets in the way. Rosh Chodesh never carries a Chiyuv Pas. So therefore, there would be no Chiyuv to eat Pas on Rosh Hashanah. Mashenkin Zok Tashagasai. And means, if on Rosh Hashanah I forgot Yal V'Yavoy, I shouldn't have to go back. Because Yom Tov is not what's causing me to have to eat. It's Rosh Chodesh that's causing me to have to eat. Rosh Chodesh doesn't cause me to eat bread. Mashenkin, if the Isser Tainis is stemming from the Yom Tov element, so therefore we're assuming it's a Chiyuv Simcha. A Chiyuv Simcha comes along with a Chiyuv Pas. If you have a Chiyuv Pas, then I have Tak. If you got Yal V'Yav, you have to go back. So Shagasai says, Tak Alom Nishanaf Gemina, to where the Isser Tainis is coming from. If it's coming from Rosh Chodesh, or is it coming from Rosh Hashanah? So this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah.
What does that mean
in the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Well, we didn't get it for the first day.
It's even before this.
What do you mean?
That's enough. The second day Rosh
Hashanah,
you
should
be allowed to fast.
According to that, the second day is not Rosh
Hashanah. He doesn't say that.
No. Yeah, okay.
I'm sure. True. The Gemara says a Rosh Tevas Reish Ches.
How do you know
it's not a typo and it was Reish Hei? I'm sure there's someone who says it. I would definitely believe someone's going to say that.
Did you say?
Yeah, I don't think it's... It could be. 100%. We've seen bigger stretches with these types of things, right? Okay.
You have to fast.
Okay. So let's try another Gemara, which again, most Rishayim don't bring up, and I think there might be a reason for that. Let's see another Gemara. Famous Gemara in Erechim. Start the Gemara. The Gemara in Erechim we've spoken about many times, where the Gemara is trying to figure out when you say Hallel. I'm always trying to figure out what the rules of when you say Hallel. Which days do you say Hallel? So the Gemara says over here that one of the definitions of the day to say Hallel has to be considered as the status of Kedusha. So the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Kippurim, the Ikri Mayeh, they're called the Yom Tif, the Iktish Basias Malacha, and they carry an Isra Malacha. So Lema, why don't you say Hallel? And for the Gemara, Mishum, the Omri Bavo, Omu Malachi, Hashanah, Zim Nekosh Baruch, Yibani Shalom. Why isn't Klai Yisrael saying Shir B'Hashem Yom Kippurim? Amal Haim, he tells them, Efshem Melech Yesh V'Kisei Adin V'Sivichayim V'Sivimeisim P'sukhim V'Fonav Yisraelim Shir V'Fonav. Can't be. It's not the right day for saying Hal. Okay. So the question is, what was the Shail and what was the Teretz? But before we even get to that, what was the Gemara's assumption? It's Mashba from the Gemara that there's a Siba to say Hal on Rosh Hashanah. Where is that coming from? So it sounds like from the Gemara, it's coming from the fact that it's called Yom Tov, and it has an Isra Asiyas Malach. Pashtus, it's not coming from the din of Simcha. It's not the way I would have learned the Gemara. I wouldn't have learned the Gemara that the Chi of Hallel is connected to Simcha. Obviously, we always put together Hallel and joy and Simcha. That makes sense to us. But from the Pashtus of the Gemara, one wouldn't have connected the two. One would have learned that the Shaila of saying Hallel on Rosh Hashanah is not Neveya from the Chi of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, it's Neveya from the Din that it's called the Yom Tif and it's Muktish Basias Malach.
But if you went that way, what's the Teretz then?
Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Now, Rabbi Asher Weiss and Menachas Asher wants to Taina that this Shakl of Taina the Gemara is going to be very negated to this Machalik Yisrael because he's bothered. So I don't understand. If there are Rishayim that hold that you're allowed to fast, so what was the Gemara Shaila? Why are we not saying Shira? You know, we're not saying Shira because it's not a Yom Tov of Simcha. It's a different type of Yom Tov. Haraya, either you're allowed to fast or it's even a mitzvah to fast. Right? It could be the Malachim having a Machloikis Rishonim over here. Right? The Machloikis Malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this Machloikis Rishonim. That might be a little bit of a stretch, maybe. I don't know. But the Malachim are coming with a Tanakh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are they not saying Shira? What's for Akasha? Why are we saying Shira? It's not a joyous Yom Tov. Look at the Rishonim. You're supposed to fast. That's not a joyous Yom Tov. So he writes like this. L'cheri yesh raya misha'elas ha-malachim. So Rosh Hashanah thinks there's a raya from the shail of the malachim. The gam Rosh Hashanah kibum have yimei simcha. The malav ochilom yom shira. So he's assuming that the assumption of the malachim to say shira was neveya from the fact that there's a chi of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Again, doesn't sound like that from the Gemara. It sounds like from the Gemara the assumption of halal is because of the fact that it's isra sis malacha and the fact that it's considered muktish. Now you have to know all those sibas or simmons. Is the fact that it's called Muktish, that it has Kedusha, is that a simin, or that's the reason? That's totally what we're saying now. But Rabbi Asher Weiss assumed that Pshat in the Malachim was because it's a Chi of Simcha. So he says, 1 second, that's a Machloikis Rishonim. What type of Tana does the Malachim have if it's a Machloikis Rishonim? So he writes, Ach Nir, the Shitas Rishonim, the Ein Mitzvah Simchas Nehegis Rosh Hashanah. So let's say you hold there's no Chi of Simcha. So he learns that's the Shak of Atayah. The Shakra of Atayah between the Malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this Machlokes Rishonim. If you hold that there's a Chi of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah and made the Malachim out of good Taina, there's a Chi of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah, gotta say Hallel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer back was no. He writes to Vilamando, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer back was no, it's not true. But he says, what about the other Rishonim? The Rishonim that hold there still is a mitzvah of the fast of Rosh Hashanah, they also have to read this Gemara. So how do they read the Gemara? So he writes, Vilamando, Omer, the Yesh Mitzvah, Simcha, Rosh Hashanah, Kavonas HaTshuvi, the after the Emes Min HaRoy HaHilom HaShira. You're right. Avadi, we should say Shira, because the Taki is a Chi of Simcha. It's like Pesach and Sukkis. We come Machim Yev Shalom HaShira Me Emes Yemedin. I said we can't. That's a little bit of a default answer. We're not saying Lomdis you shouldn't. We're saying that maybe in Lomdis we should, but Lamaisa, the emotions don't allow for it. Which means it can sign, according to Rabbi Asher Weiss, sets it up. It's an interesting insight. The Machloikis Rishonim over here is totally in the Shakvetai between the Malachi and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling this Machloikis Rishonim. Okay, I think it's not Muchach, as we mentioned earlier, because I think the Shaila might be totally in a different Shaila. It's totally in not a Chi of Simcha, but it's totally whether or not it meets the criteria of Muktish L'Malach. So that's the problem over there. Why we say even half a shir over there?
Right.
That's a discussion. Why we say the reason why over there we say half is a problem because if you don't say anything, it's nothing. Well, why even say half, right? Yeah, it's a good point. So how do we pass in the halacha with this machlokes Rishonim? Yeah, we're gonna get to that. I hope we're gonna talk about it. Whether or not we say you mean the sasun or simcha and the nusach atfila. Yeah, we're gonna get to that. Hopefully, somewhere on one of these pages. Okay, so let's see number 2 on the second page, number 10. So it's a mechaber shulchan aruch. Mechaber paskins oichlin v'shoisin musmechim. He says you're supposed to eat and drink and be happy. Okay, the ein misanim Rosh Hashanah. You're not supposed to fast in Rosh Hashanah. So the Mechaber is taking a stand over here. He's passing like those many go'inim that we saw in the Rishonim. No fasting. Not only no fasting, there's an active chi of simcha. You know, one could have argued that is the chi of tainus and the mitzvah of simcha synonymous? Now you tell me, of course it is, because if you're allowed to fast, so then you're not being mekayim v'samachta. Or vice versa. If you're supposed to be mekayim v'samachta, then you're not supposed to fast. Maybe you could have split the two and said that there's two different dinim. Maybe you're mekayim simcha z'yomtiv by fasting. That's the way you're mekayim the simcha. For you, fasting is more enjoyable. But the mechaber lumps it all together. No, you're supposed to eat, drink, be happy, and no fasting. He throws in over here Shabbos Shuvah. Even though Shabbos Shuvah might be a separate discussion, but the mechaber lumped Shabbos Shuvah together with Rosh Hashanah, which we saw already in Rishonim and Goinim, that was a discussion. However, says the mechaber, don't eat too much. The man lo yakilu reisham et yiras Hashem al pneim. It is a very big balancing act over in Rosh Hashanah. On one hand, you're supposed to eat well and eat good food, but not too much. You don't want it to lose sight of what the day's about. So it's somewhat of a balancing act. So the Mechaber seems to paskin like those ga'idim, rishonim that hold there's an iser tainus in Rosh Hashanah. However, if you look over here, number 11, two halachas later in the Mechaber is talking about a shayla about someone who fasted in Rosh Hashanah tainus chaloyim. So the Mechaber says, "Im hayu ben rishon." He has to make up all these fast days. Zogt Rama, that's what we want. The ain't circle mate of Tanis Tanisa. Zogt Rama, you don't have to make up a fast day if you fasted on Rosh Hashanah. Why? To Yeshayim, the mitzvah is Rosh Hashanah. Because there is an opinion in Rishayim that holds a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So what does the Rama want with this? Does the Rama really mean to say that we're paskining l'halacha, like the Trumas Adeshen and the Mordechai and Yuma, is a mitzvah to fast? Or he just means that, listen, really, I passing like the Mechaber. No fasting on Rosh Hashanah. I just hold that dinim that are neveya from fasting on Rosh Hashanah, I'm willing to be more lenient with because I always think we can always say, listen, there are those other Rishayim. And it's mochel like that because if the Rama meant to argue, why'd he wait till two halachas later? He should have piped up right away. Halacha Aleph. He should have ordered Haggah. I disagree. I hold you are allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So clearly the Rama is not saying you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. All the Rama is saying is that he holds that it's not the worst thing to fast on Rosh Hashanah because l'mais, there are Rishayim, you can be Saimachan. Where is the Rama coming from where he says that you can fast on Rosh Hashanah? So if you look in the Magen Avraham, I didn't put it on the paper, but when the Magen Avraham writes, he says, because we hold Megillah's Tainus bottle. What do you mean? Because we learned earlier. One of the reasons why you might be supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah is Machmas Rosh Chodesh, not Machmas Rosh Hashanah. But as Rabbi Yeruchim points out in the Beis Yosef, but if you hold that Megillah's Tainus is bottle, so whatever it says in Megillah's Tainus is now no longer applicable, what does it say in Megillah's Tainus? Not to fast on Rosh Chodesh. So if that's thrown out, so then everything's thrown out. So then this is why it gets a shtickle complicated, because if you hold there's no longer an issue to fast on Rosh Chodesh, so then there's no problem anymore. So that's a ha'orah that needs to be addressed. But in any case, that's the sheet of the Rambam. Comes along the Magen Avraham with a real chiddush. He writes over here, Kasav Abach, Shemashal lo yochol dogim Rosh Hashanah. The Mashal didn't eat fish on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Shayi Chavivimol. He liked it too much. And he felt Rosh Hashanah is not a day to indulge in Gashmis. For Ratzalamayit me oisoi midovim misuim. Tavosa midovim misuim. He wanted to be mayit his taiva. Okay. Chen kosev b'shlo. Fine. All those nice things. At the end of this whole piece, he quotes from the Magid Mesharim, which is also the Beis Yosef. So after Magid Mesharim, kosev pashas et sovim, shlo le'echol bosev, zishas yayim, Rosh Hashanah. You're not supposed to eat meat and wine on Rosh Hashanah. I don't understand. Didn't we just got finished saying that a chiyuv simcha on Rosh Hashanah? Mamash hastira between the Magid Mesharim and the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch paskin is supposed to be mesamech. Oichlin v'shoisim usmechim. Pashtas simcha usually means ain simcha alabasa v'yayin. We spoke about that also in the past, whether or not that's midirayis or maybe derabonim. But nonetheless, you can't tell me ain simcha alaba what? What am I supposed to eat now? No basa, no yayin. What am I eating? I'm eating fish and water. What type of simcha Rosh Hashanah is that? So how could the Malach Ravam call this Megid Mesharim that says you're not supposed to eat basa and drink yayin if the Mechavim Shulchan Aruch pasen yes mech?
What pasuk does he get from in this week's parsha?
No, he doesn't say it from this expression. He says he writes in Pashas Tzavim. That's what he writes. It doesn't say where he got it from. So Rabbi Asher Weiss is troubled by this, like we are. We don't understand. How is this? It's a steer, Mamish. Forget it. In London, it's a steer between the bases. So he comes up with two possibilities. He wants to tell you like this. L'chayra, tzarech leimer, tesvile the Magen Avraham kitama rishon. So Rabbi Asher Weiss, you got to go back to the two reasons in Rishonim to why you're not allowed to fast in Rosh Hashanah. He says, the Mordechai said, she'eim esanam Rosh Hashanah, einam shem mitzvah simcha. One reason was because there's a chi of simcha, el mishum dechsib be mikroi kodesh. Because it says in the Torah, that's a holy day, and a holy day means you have to have food. He wants to tie in, maybe even according to those Rishonim in the Mechaber that says there's a chiyuv simcha. It doesn't mean like simcha's basav yain of the other yom tovim. It just means you gotta have something. You gotta have something. So you don't have to have basav yain, but you have to have something. Which means, according to the way Rashi is setting up, it comes out that the nafkamina between the two pshatim and the Mordechai is how are you mekayim simcha's yom tovim Rosh Hashanah? If the pshat is you have a chiyuv simcha on Rosh Hashanah, so we have a ruling simcha al basav yain. But if it's else, this dinkle, it says the word kodesh, it's mikroi kodesh, so then you have to do something. You have to have sus nikia, clean clothing, and food. What food? That's up to you. It doesn't have to be bas of yayin. So on that, the Magen Avraham fell, the Megan Mesharim fell. You don't have to have bas of yayin. Now, he doesn't like that pshat.
But he doesn't really cling the stira between usmeichim.
No, so he'll tell you usmeichim doesn't mean with bas of yayin.
No, but he said that, he says the ksuv that he's a mitzvah simcha.
Where are you reading? No, it means there's no simcha of regular yomtiv which carries along a chiv abas of yayin. So when he writes smeichim, it means you're supposed to be happy. Not the happiness of yomtiv, but you're supposed to be happy in your... What's shver is, then why write the word smeichim? That's not the point. The point is oichlim v'shoysim. So he doesn't like this pshat. He rejects this pshat. He comes up with another pshat. Number 14 is his final pshat in this Magen Avraham. He says, "Omna be'emes nira dein hechich m'lasha mechabed the sviyad yesh mitzvah simcha l'Rosh Hashanah. The efsher the mitzvah simcha l'shitasi leka el b'shalosh regalim. The emes anav Rosh Hashanah mishum the mikrei kodesh k'sibei u'mashikas v'smeichim ein zeh medin simcha ziyamtiv." Dr. Moshe Weissman, the mechabed writes simcha. He doesn't mean simcha ziyamtiv. What does he mean? El mishum the k'siv achlu madanim v'shasim amtakim v'shochu manis le'inochin chedus Hashem humu uzchem k'mashikas v'shem ator. So again, he wants to tell you that when the Mechaber said Smechem, he doesn't mean Simcha's Bas of Yayin. He meant it's just supposed to be a happy attitude. Right? Over there, the Pasuk said he sent gifts to each other. People just be happy, upbeat, good attitude on Rosh Hashanah. Not Simcha Bas of Yayin. That you don't have in Rosh Hashanah. Because it's a different type of Yom Tov. So what does the Mechaber mean when he says Smechem? Just be in a good mood. Be happy. So Oichel Mishayis means you have to eat Machmas, the fact that's called Mikrei Kodesh. Usmechem means Stam. The overall attitude should be positive, be nice and presents, you know, go to other people's house, you know. Go together to Tashlich. No, I didn't say you have to over there. It says Madanim. Nice things. Eat sweet things. So therefore, the Chi of Simcha is not... So it's a big Kiddush in the words of the Mechaber, but it answers the Kash. Smeichim doesn't mean Machma Simcha's Yomtiv of Basav Yayin. It means just be happy. So then it's the very Geshmak to Mash. The Beis Yosef himself, Taka didn't eat Basav Yayin because he held there's no Chi of Basav Yayin and Yomtiv on Rosh Hashanah. He held there's a Chi of Achil on Rosh Hashanah. You have to eat something. Not Machma Simcha, but Machma the din of Mikrei Kiddush. Rav Soloveitchik over here has a lot on this sugya, and Harry Kedah, a bunch of Geshmaka pieces. But he wants to go like this. He says, let's talk about Shabbat Shuvah for a second. Machloikis Rishayim, if you're allowed to fast Shabbat Shuvah, what's the Shaila? What's the need and what's the Machloikis Rishayim based on? So he writes in number 15, he says, Dini Hashitas HaMatiris L'Sans B'Shabbat Shuvah. Those who allow you to fast in Shabbat Shuvah, what's the Pshat? He says, Aloi Hosam Bevadim Isadin HaShabbat Atzmei In Hetol Sanas Bo. You look at Shabbat Shuvah, you say to yourself, it's Shabbos. Shabbos carries a prohibition of fasting. There's no din that Shabbos Shuvah has special rules, you know, that it doesn't have the other rules of Shabbos. That we don't say. So what's the pshat? The pshat is no. This Shabbos is unique because it's one of the 10 days of Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. And the din of Aseret Yemei Teshuvah have a specific din to them. These days of Aseret Yemei Teshuvah have a specific din, miyucha, that they have. L'hachi mitzvot teshuvah matir l'sanas b'Shabbos. The chiyuv, or the push to do tshuva, is what allows a person to fast on Shabbos tshuva. The same way you're allowed to fast at Tanis Chaloyim if you're so depressed, and this is the only way you can make it through the Shabbos. So same thing with Shabbos tshuva. So what's causing the heter to fast on Shabbos tshuva is because for you, fasting is more pleasure. What about those who disagree? That's true. Okay, maybe Anachlan will follow whatever the rule of Tanis Chalayim are. Vilu Dasa Oisum, those who disagree, what do they hold? Anachlan, of course, you're supposed to do tshuva during a Sesame Tshuva, but not on Shabbos. They mitzvah tshuva doiche as mitzvah oinik Shabbos. Bochai v'semeach, ulasan k'moi midi Shabbos v'shabbat. So if Salvechik wants to split the two, Salvechik wants to say the shayla of fasting on Shabbos Shuva and fasting on Rosh Hashanah are not the same shayla. Although the Mechaber and the Rishonim and the Ge'onim lump the two together, Salvechik feels they're two distinct issues. The issue of Shabbos Shuvah is a shayla like this. Do you look at Shabbos Shuvah and say, it's Shabbos, and that's it, Shabbos? Or do you say, no, it's Shabbos Shuvah, which means it's one of the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Aseret Yemei Teshuvah carry a specific day, a specific din to do tshuva on this day. Memela, you're allowed to, it beats out the regular chiyuv of Oinig Shabbos. What's the lomdus on Rosh Hashanah, says Rav Soloveitchik? That's a different lomdus. Over here, number 15b, he writes, Ulam, Haplukta b'Rosh Hashanah, he plucked out Cheres l'Gamri. But the Machloik is go'inim about fasting of Rosh Hashanah, that's a totally different Lam Nishashayl. What's that? It's not just because Rosh Hashanah is one of the days of the Seder Mitzvah. El de etzem hachefzo shal yoyim Rosh Hashanah uktush shal yoyim matir l'sanes bo. Okay, not sure what all those words mean, but I think it means something along the lines is that that's the mahus hayomtiv. We were saying now that on Shabbos, it's really Shabbos, and Shabbos really means you're not allowed to fast, but we have a loophole because it's Shabbos Shuvah. So that's not what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah was built in to be a yoyim l'sanes. Not that we allow you to fast. It's because that's what the day is. It's not that, why do we allow you to fast in Yom Kippur? Because that's the way they made the day. Seder Salvation, that's the way they made Rosh Hashanah. It was built in. The day should be Yisoydai, a day of fasting. Therefore, he said, that's the Lashon in the Ramah. The Yeshayim, the mitzvah of Sanas Rosh Hashanah. The Etzem HaChep Tzashayim Rosh Hashanah, whom Mechuyi Lassanas Rosh Hashanah. The day itself creates this Chiyuv to fast. Therefore, Mashenkin Shabbos Shuvah, Einach HaLois Bifnei Atzmoy. It said, it's not meaning, Shabbos Shuvah itself is not a reason. Shabbos on the calendar is a day to eat. But Vibalt, it has a din that it's also says Shuvah, so now it carries a different rule. But Rosh Hashanah B'Yisoyde is a day to fast. So you ask me, what's the difference? It's all the same. Says of Salvation, two very Gishmak and Nafkaminas. He says, what are the two Nafkaminas in number 16? He writes, V'yesh Nafkamina B'Tarti. First of all, he writes the Trumas Adashim. The Ramo wrote in Shulchan Aruch that if you choose to fast in Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to make up the fast day. However, says of Salvechi, what happens if you fast on Shabbos Shuvah? Would you have to make up another day? He says, yes, you would. Because Shabbos Shuvah is not be a day that's misogal for fasting. It's a day you can get away with fasting. But if you did it, then you have to make it up. Right. Mashenke Rosh Hashanah, says of Salvechi, that's be a day tailor made for fasting. So there's no concept of Mesef Tanisa. That's one Nafkimina. Then he says another Geshmaka Nafkimina. Nafkimina number two is, let's say a guy never fasts on Seder Mitzvah, but Shabbos, he doesn't like his wife's cooking, so Shabbos he wants to fast. Says Rav Salvechik, you can't do that. Because Bishlam on Rosh Hashanah, the day itself carries an Issur Tainus, so then you can choose to fast on Rosh Hashanah. But fasting on Seder Mitzvah is a reflection of your Seder Mitzvah. So I can't fast only on Shabbos and not on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But I could only fast on Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah on its own is a Siba to fast. As opposed to fasting just Shabbos Shuvah, that doesn't make any sense. Shabbos Shuvah is just one of the many of our Seder Mitzvah, you can't pick and choose. That's what Salvechik's two nafkaminas in this Shaila of, is it the day itself carries a reason for fasting, or it's really a side heter to fast Machmas Shabbos. Now, this next Raya to the Shaila of whether or not there's a Chiyuv Simchan Shabbos, I did not find in print. I heard this from a Shir, from Rav Shechter. I did not find this anywhere in print. But Rav Shechter says that whenever Rav Salvechik was asked his Kasha, is there a Chiyuv Simchan Rosh Hashanah, is it Tainus, he told him, it's a no-brainer, there's a Chiyuv Simchan Rosh Hashanah. Without all the pilpul we spent the last hour doing. So what did Rav Salvechik say? He said, look in Ma'id Katan. What does Ma'id Katan do for us? So Rav Salvechik said, look in Ma'id Katan, daf yutes. If you look in daf yutes, there's Machloikis Tanoim. What's the status of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur with regard to being mevatel Shiva and Shleishim? We know that Yom Tovim have a power to be Mavatal, Shiva and Shleishim. Does Machloikis Tanoim in Ma'id Katan, does Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur carry the same power? So if Salvechik said, we know that Yom Tov and Avelos are attached to the Sashi, they can't stem together. They're opposites. Avelos is sadness and Yom Tov is Simcha. So Salvechik said, that's cool for the Machloikis Tanoim over here. If you hold that Yom Tov is Mavatal it, that's because you can't have Rosh Hashanah and Avelos together, because Rosh Hashanah carries a Chiyuv Simcha. If you hold Rosh Hashanah doesn't do that, that's because Rosh Hashanah doesn't carry a Chiyuv Simcha. So if Salvechik thought, it's not a Shaila, it's Machloikis Tanoim. Okay, how do we pass the Machloikis Tanoim? So if you look at the Mishnah Ma'id Katan, you'll see it's Machloikis. Rebbe Gamliel Loim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Kirigolim. Shavuos has a din of Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Kishabbos. It's not Mevatel Shiva, it's not Mevatel Shloshim. So L'chayra, the Machloikis Rishonim, and whether or not there's a Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, it's really Machloikis Tanoim and Hilchos Avelos. That was Rav Salavitch's answer when anyone asked him this shayla. Now, how do we paskin? So if you look in number 20, the Gemara in Ma'id Katan, Daf Chav Dalid, the Gemara goes a little further. And the Gemara there says, Om Rav Gidol Bar Manasseh Om HaShmuel Alach Kibbe Gamliel. We paskin like Kibbe Gamliel. So if we pass Kibbe Gamliel, Rosh Hashanah is Mevatel Avelos, so then it's a Raya. If Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Mevatel Avelos, it means Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur carry a Chiyuv Simcha, they carry a Chiyuv Simcha, nothing to talk about, which is very Gishmak. And that's where the Mechaber Paschus is in two places, in Hilchos Yeredeya and in Hilchos Arachayim. The Mechaber Paschus is like that. That's what she tosses to the Mechaber by us, that there is a Chiyuv Simcha. Now again, That's not the way Rabbi Shavuos learned the Mechaber. He learned the Chiyuv Simcha does means to be happy. Here we're learning the Chiyuv Simcha means a steer to Avelos on all levels, and there's the Mechaber's Lashitas. However, if Shechta said it in the Shir, said that many people tainted on Rav Salavitchik on this Likud. They said, what are you talking about? What's the big Raya? There's a rule by Avelos Halacha Kedevi HaMekel. That whenever there's a Shaila, to go Likula, we always go Likula. So they tired this to Rav Salavitchik. They said, what's the Raya to the Lomnus over here? Maybe really, there is a Chiyuv Simcha. But the reason why we're Mekel with regard to this Shaila is because we follow the rule, Halacha Kedevi HaMekel. It's not Mevare, the Lomnus, behind it. It's only Mevare, the Halacha, the Chazavelos. It's not Mevare, the Lomnus. So Rav Shechta said, people tainted this to him, and Rav Salavitchik didn't make too much of it. He didn't explain why. So I did a little research, and I think I know what. There's a Mefurash Tosfos in Ma'id Katan on that Gemara. Number 21, if you look up at that Gemara in Ma'id Katan, Tosfos asks this Kasha. Tosfos asks a Kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara asks, the Gemara rules, Halachim Krim Gamliel. Frank the Gemara, Tema. Why do I need a Gemara to tell me passing like Rav Shem Gamliel? Kiva Dor Mashmul, Halachim Kedevi HaMekel, Ba'ovel. We know that's the rule. So whenever I'm presented with a machlokes in Tanoim, I'll know what to do. Why did the Gemara have to go out of its way to say halacha ki Rebbe Gamliel? So Tosfos answers because it's not true. Because here, following of Gamliel is not only lekula. There's a chumra here also. So Tosfos yeshloim the chumra namihi tim kavru samal chachashecha. Let's go the other way. Let's say you were to bury this person samal chachashecha on Yom Tov. V'lehayilah sha achas l'nigba avelus. Let's say you were to bury this person on Rosh Hashanah, and you didn't have any time to do any avelos. I kavru nachum Yom Tov, or goyim buried the body on Yom Tov. I shamar kuva. So he says, imhem kiregolim. If you say that it's like regolim, so then ain't oilam in yeshiva. It doesn't count for any of the days of shiva. Mashenkin, if you held it's not, then it would be. So Tana Tosfos over here in this Gemara, it's a chumra and a kul. So this mamash answers the kasha. The Gemara is saying halachim gamliel is not just in hilchas avelos because it's not true. Here it's a kula and a chumra. So when the Gemara says halachim gamliel, it's an alumdish of psak. It's we believe Rav Gamliel all the way through. The mail it applies as well to hilchas Rosh Hashanah. So l'chayre, this is why Rav Salavitchik wasn't overly nispal from this kasha. He is a before she Tosfos on the page. Tosfos asks the kasha. Tosfos answers it. So according to Tosfos, it's not the kasha of Rav Salavitchik. It's not shver. It's beautiful. When the Gemara goes out of its way to say halachim gamliel, because the Gemara is telling us alumdish. The alumdish is that we paskin like gamliel. Memela, there's no chiyuv simcha because there's the bevatah davelos. Memela, it's taka good rice. So chayyur, it's taka very geshmak. All right.
When you bury, you go the soul.
Right, it would be other because it's like Shabbos, well, even though you're not knowing avelos.
Doesn't mean
the
machloekis where
kasheches also. You go through the chassidim, you go another hour. That'd be true too. So this is another way of learning this machloekis whether or not there's a chiyuv or not. If Salavitchik takes it to another level over here, where he talks about an interesting shayl which we mentioned earlier, halacha lemaisa, if a person forgot Yal v'yavi on Rosh Hashanah, what does he do? So the Mishnah Berurah in some Kuf Peches, Paskins, number 17, Im Shachach v'hischal ha-toyv ha-metiv, if you already passed ha-toyv ha-metiv, Gam kein das magen avram d'shuv ein echoizer. You don't have to go back. Why? Kimoy b'Rosh Chodesh. It's like Rosh Chodesh. What do you mean it's like Rosh Chodesh? I thought you told me there's a chiyuv simcha. There's a chiyuv simcha, you have to have bas v'yan, you have to eat pas. What do you mean? Teretz says, we're going to go back to that Ramon Shacharach and say, no, listen, there is such Rishayim. Those Rishayim that held you as a mitzvah to fast Rosh Hashanah obviously felt you don't have to eat bread. So we can be saying on that. Then the Ramah writes, V'Eli Rabbah Chayil Kolob, V'Sfila D'Chayzer. V'Eli Rabbah disagrees. The V'Eli Rabbah holds, you do have to go back. Halacha L'maisa, the assumption is you don't have to go back. However, as Rav Salavitchik points out, it's not so posh. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says depends. The choza who was shachach yal v'yavid b'Rosh Hashanah b'yoyim. That's if you forgot yal v'yavid during the day meal. Avim shachach b'layla b'leil Rosh Hashanah yachzer. But if you forgot at night, then you have to go back. So Tanya Rav Salavitchik, why is it that the Magen Avraham doesn't make this distinction and the Shulchan Aruch Rav does make this distinction? What's the machlokes over here? Magen Avraham sounds like no matter what the case is, if you forgot yal v'yavid Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. That's it. It's like Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh doesn't matter if it's night or day. The halacha is the same. Says of Salvation goes back to the old Shaila. Why are we fasting on Rosh Hashanah? Is it because Be'etzim Rosh Hashanah is the Malchus of a day that carries along a Chiv or a Rishos to fast? Elisheish Heter, or the Pshaz, you have a Heter. Because since it's Yom Adin, so we allow you to do it. So he says, Geshmak, Imken, Imtzad, Ikru, Kedushas, Kok, Tushas, Yom Tavolov. If you understand that Rosh Hashanah is really a regular Yom Tov, it's just that because it's one of the days of Aseres Metshuva, we give you this wiggle room because you're so afraid of the Yom Adin, we allow you to fast. Good. When does the Yom Adin take place? It takes place during the day, not at night. So the night of Rosh Hashanah is like any other night of a Yom Tov. If it's the night of a Yom Tov, you got to go back for Yal V'Yavah. That was the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. It's a regular Yom Tov. The way the Shulchan Aruch Rav understood the law is he split Rosh Hashanah into two. He said Rosh Hashanah b'machus is a yomtiv that carries along a chiv basav yayin and a chiv simcha. But during the day, what am I supposed to do? People are always mentioned. They can't. They can't bring themselves to eat because they're so scared. They're so nervous. And that there's no din yet. Yeah, you can enjoy your last supper, so to say.
You can stop the tainus at night.
No, it's not a question of starting that. The argument is that if the reason why you're fasting is because you may have din and the nervousness of the din, right, then the din doesn't start until the next morning.
Right.
So that's Mefurish. We know that. The din only starts the next morning. That we know.
When the Rosh Hashanah comes in, the guy's nervous.
Right, so you could argue psychological that the guy's nervous before that. Yeah, I think you could say that. I guess Rosh was more practical. So what's there to be nervous about? There's nothing here. Be nervous tomorrow when you wake up. You'll be nervous tomorrow. Mashaykin, he says, but if you go the other way, if you look at the ganze yomtiv of Rosh Hashanah is b'machusoy, a day you're supposed to fast, and then even the night before. So he wants to tell you that this chakir that he set up earlier is mechoikis magen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch Harav. What is interesting, just a little halacha l'maisa over here, is that if you look in the Gra and the Maisa Rav, the Gra had like this: Rosh Hashanah ei marichim betfilah yosim day. You don't want to pass this out on too many shuls. On Rosh Hashanah, you're not supposed to daven too long. Why? She'ein l'sanis boy at chatzos. You're not supposed to fast up to chatzos. So two options. Either you eat before davening, some form of something, or you make kiddush during davening, which itself has its own slew of problems. But what I want over here is that what's the Gaon saying? The Gaon held, you have to worry about chatzos. Why? Mishnah Berurah paskins that Rosh Hashanah is the one yom tov, let the chazanim go all day. Why? What are you worried about? Chatzos, what are you worried about? The Ramah told you it's a mitzvah to fast in Rosh Hashanah, and you're worried about going till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. What's the problem? So you see, clearly the Gaon didn't think that was a cheshbon. The Gaon felt that's not true. The Gaon held that the Maisa, you can't fast up till chatzos. And then he wrote another interesting halach, which I know some shuls are makbar, most shuls are not. He writes, V'nimshach ad chatzos mispal mincha kodem suda. At the Friday, I said this also, which is almost the gate, almost every shul that finishes 1:32 o'clock, they should have mincha right away. Because then you run into a shaila, how you let it eat before mincha. Then he writes another halacha. That's another famous minhag ha-goin. The goin didn't say avinu malkeinu on Rosh Hashanah. Then the last one is ve'ein lifkeis b'Rosh Hashanah. You're not supposed to cry in Rosh Hashanah. What's happens? So many people say it's totally in the chi of simcha. It says the chi of simcha. Simcha is the steer. It's a crying. You can't be happy crying at the same time.
That's true.
Sok the Ramah in Hilchas. If you look at the Ramah in two places, first the Ramah writes in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, u'marichim b'piyutim b'tfilas ad chatzos. The Ramah says you could go. This is the Ramah l'shitasei. The Ramah held v'balt there is taka mitzvah to fast in Rosh Hashanah. So b'di'evit, if a guy wants to have a long davening, you can't kvetch to be a chatzos. I can be samech on those rishayim. Grad the Mishnah Berurah writes over there when it says to be marbe, it doesn't mean be marbe in songs. It says it means to be marbe and piyutim, saying things. Just because you have a chazan who likes to hear himself sing, that's not what the Ramah means. So if your chazan comes and tells you that I have to daven long because the Ramah says he's supposed to be marach, it doesn't mean you're supposed to sing long. It means you're supposed to say a lot of things. Be marbe piyutim. The Ramah writes in another place. Right, but again, if you're going to go to, because the Ramah, right, ad chatzos means that's when daven is supposed to end. So you're going to get home when? After chatzos. That means you're fasting. Now, there's another Ramah on Hilchah Shabbos.
Wait, what's the reason why you have to be Mispal Mincha Kodem HaSuda?
Because you're running
normally
into...
Normally, you never do that.
No, but you're running into... No, normally you start your Suda before Zman Mincha. On a regular Shabbos, by the time you come home, you can't have Mincha yet. So right. You're allowed to eat a meal before. But if you're going to first come home at 1:45, it's already technically Zman Mincha. You're eating a major Suda before Zman Mincha. That's a problem. Now, normally you're Maimon HaShoyim.
It's on a regular day. You're not eating for
whatever. Yeah, that's, we spoke about this. We had this year once, many, many, many months ago. We spoke about eating before Mincha. That's the Shaila.
Really?
Yeah. Right. Most people don't follow this going, but there's discussion. Let's go back to the Shaila going. Tiny, you can't cry on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because the Simcha, Zokter Ramon, Shulchanach, Nechah Shabbos, Ramon says no. He writes, the Chemish Yesh Le'oinig, Im Yivke. Let's say you'll get pleasure out of crying. Zokter Ramon, Kedei Sheyelech Atzar, Meliboy, Mutter Livkais B'Shabbos. So, right, the Ramah l'shitasa. The Ramah will tell you, Avada, I hold the Zechi of Simcha. And the Ramah will say, yeah, this is called B'chi Yishol Simcha. There are such a thing as tears of joy. It's not exactly tears of joy, but the tears make you feel better.
Yeah, but here's if you cry, Shabbos, not Rosh Hashanah.
And Echanami. Yeah, but again, it's the same idea. The reason why you're not allowed to cry on Shabbos is because supposed to, again, there's no Chi of Simcha on Shabbos. There's a Chi of not being sad on Shabbos. So I would have applied the same thing. So Mela, it's Miyusha why you're allowed to cry. Let's go one last reason that you have to at least talk about the Ramah. We wouldn't be Yates if we didn't talk about the Ramah. The Rambam sheet is interesting. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov the following. Zok the Rambam. Shiva Simei HaPesach, Ushmai Simei HaChag, 7 days Pesach, 8 days Sukkos, Im Sha'ar Yom Tovim. With all the other holidays. What other holidays did we miss? We got Pesach and Sukkos, maybe Shavuos. Okay. Kulam Asurim Behesper V'Tainus. They're all prohibited from fasting and holding eulogies. V'chayiv Odom Liyos Behem Sameach V'Toiv Lev. Person is supposed to be happy. The toiv lev who ubana v'ishtoi him, his children, his family. He quotes the pasuk. Question is, what is the Rambam referring to? Does the Rambam mean Rosh Hashanah? Does the Rambam mean Yom Kippur? Does the Rambam mean Shavuos? Very vague in the Rambam. Again, the Rambam already has Pesach and Sukkot. Imshar yomim toivim. What's the plural? Many other holidays. What other holidays are? So the three that we left out is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shavuos. If the Rambam means just Shavuos, I think Rabbi Shavuos points this out, then it's not yomim toivim. It's one yom tov. Shavuos. It's not many, it's one. So the other option is the Rambam means Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shavuos, which means a chiddush in Rambam, that the Rambam held that Yom Kippur carries a chi of simcha, which most of us don't really associate Yom Kippur with one of those joyous days, that Yom Kippur carries a chi of simcha.
Why do you only point out two?
What do you mean?
Why do you only name
those two? Why does he name those two, not the other ones? Because those two are explicit in the Torah. They say v'samachta. So that's why we know those. The problem is, so let's assume, let's play the Rambam and assume the Rambam means Rosh Hashanah also. Okay, which is not crazy. It's machlokes is goyin, machlokes is shoyim, we spoke about it. The problem is, if you look at Rambam 25, Salvation points out, v'hinei tzarachim b'shitas Rambam. Heim yesh chiyuv l'echol v'smerech Rosh Hashanah, te'al b'hilchas Shabbos, v'nosach ha'kiddush al Rosh Hashanah, kasar Rambam, v'titin lanu Hashem elakeinu ba'avo, v'harambam mashmit l'sosin l'simcha. Rambam leaves out the words l'sosin l'simcha in kiddush. So the kasha is, if the Rambam holds that there really is a chi of simcha on Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, why do we leave it out of the davening? And be'emes, you can ask the same kasha on the Mechaber. If you look at the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says, Usmeichem. And we still don't say L'sasim L'simcha either. What's the pshat? It seems to be a contradiction. Okay, let's try one more Rambam. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam writes, Ve'elu heim shmoyin asimei Chanukah. The Rambam is telling you the days you say Hallel. U'shmoyin asimei Chanukah. The reason shall Pesach v'yem atzeres, avar Rosh Hashanah v'yem kippurim ein b'hem halal. No halal Rosh Hashanah kippur. Why? The fishahen yimei tshuva, yira upachad. There are days of tshuva, of yira and pachad. Lo yimei simcha yisera. Interesting words of the Rambam. They're not days of extra joy. So the Mashmoy says there are days of joy, just not extra joy. Meaning, when we learned the Gemara back in Erechim, when the Gemara says Sifrei Psuchim Lefanav, it doesn't mean not to be misamech at all. It means that level of joy that requires one to say Hallel, you don't have. Vav, you have Simcha, and you should eat Batzer, and you should drink Yain. But that extra Madrega that you need to say that you don't have.
So the question,
right? So we're Rosh Hashanah Kippur, right? So the question is: so what's the Shita Saram? Does Rambam really hold yes Simcha or no Simcha? So if Salvechik writes over here, he thinks like this: Lahachi nira da mitzvah Simcha shekasev gab Rosh Hashanah liyas samech v'toyv leiv hainuchi of Simcha b'leiv. Similar to the way Rabbi Weiss learned the Mechaber, if Salvechik is learning the Rambam, when the Rambam says to be happy in Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't mean b'vasa v'yain. It means be happy, be in a good mood, be freilach. Avol einchi of lasis ma'aseh shel Simcha. You don't have to do anything. No actions are required. You don't have to eat anything. There's no chiv to eat a suda. There's no chiv to eat basav yain. V'hu yochel asas Rosh Hashanah. You take a good fast in Rosh Hashanah. U'lechein gam kein einim b'tfil asas l'simcha. And memela, it's a woman yushuv. Because you take a can't say asas l'simcha. It's not real simcha. Aye, the Rambam says, v'chayiv adam liyas b'hem sameach. V'toiv leiv, that's in here. That's not real. It's not an expression of simcha. An expression of simcha you don't have a Rosh Hashanah. That's why you don't have to eat basa, you don't have to eat yain, you don't have to eat a meal. Well, you do have to just be in a good mood. Be happy. You have to be an upbeat attitude. Can't be mean to people. But really, the Rambam Shita is not like the Mechaber. Or like the way Rabbi Shmuel looked at the Mechaber. It comes out, then the Rambam Shita, the Rambam also holds there's really no chi of basa v'yayin, and maybe you could fast. So what he writes over here, here's where it gets interesting, but he writes over here, Asurim behesperu v'tainis. Right? What do you mean? We just said you could fast. It says, V'chayiv adam liyas b'm sameach v'toiv leiv. Not so... Which one is it? Is it also behesper v'tainis and just be sameach v'toiv leiv or both? The way if Salvechik is reading the Rambam, he's learning the Rambam, then no. There is no chi of simcha. There's no chi of simcha in Rosh Hashanah of an expression of simcha. You can do it, but you don't have to express the simcha. In case, so all the Rambams are miyushev. Just to end off with the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, which the Biskarov asks on, that this all seems to be very shver. Because the Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch, Mechabsinu mistapin be'er Rosh Hashanah. We all know we take haircuts and we get all dressed up. Why? Like Yerushalmi says, we're betuach. So then, where's the balance between that and saying halal? How do we balance this comfortable feeling we have coming into Rosh Hashanah, that we get all dressed up and we do this, yet you're telling me, no, don't do too much. What's the balance of our comfortability level and our joy level that we're supposed to experience going into Rosh Hashanah? Is it supposed to be more of a pachad v'yir, like the Rambam says, or is it supposed to be betuach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer our tefillos? Okay. It's a shtickle kasha, but Mr. Shem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us all the yeshuas and the chamas and all the things that we need for Mr. Shem in upcoming year.